Welcome back. This is an advanced masterclass in Ableton Live 12 sampling for drum and bass, building a full, recognizable hook from one single sample, using only Live 12 stock packs and stock devices. And when I say hook, I don't mean a four-bar loop that kind of sounds cool. I mean a motif, something you could mute the drums under, and it still feels like a musical identity. The big mindset for today is simple. Commit early, resample often, and build variation through modulation and arrangement rather than adding more samples. Alright, set your project to 174 BPM, 4/4, and don't set one global warp mode and hope for the best. We'll choose warp behavior per layer, because each layer has a different job. Step 0 is the part most people rush, choosing the one sample. You want internal complexity, something with a transient and a tail, some harmonics, and a grain that survives stretching. A vocal phrase, a chord stab, a field recording, a cymbal with interesting texture, a weird synth one-shot. Live 12 stock packs are full of these. If the sample feels too clean and simple, it won't mine well into multiple roles. If it's too messy, you'll get cool chaos but no motif. You want that sweet spot. Before we write any notes, here's an extra pro move. Make a quick note map, even if you're slicing. Drop a tuner after what will become your main hook layer. Audition a few slices you like, and see what pitch they tend to gravitate toward. Pick one as your home base. That tiny decision makes your hook feel like it belongs with the bass line later, and it stops you from pitching randomly. Now build your hook lab. Create a group track named Hook from one sample. Inside it, create four MIDI tracks, Hook Main, Hook Grit, Hook Perk, and Hook Atmo. Drop the exact same sample onto each track, so you get a sampler on each. This is important. We're separating phrase design from tone design. We'll lock a phrase, then we'll render it in different ways. That's how you keep the hook recognizable while still evolving like modern DNB. Let's start with Hook Main. This is the readable motif. In simpler, switch to slice mode. Choose transient slicing. Adjust sensitivity until you get somewhere like 8 to 24 slices. Enough vocabulary to make a phrase, not so many that it turns into random talking. Set playback to gate. Turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode based on the material. If it's tonal, Complex Pro can work, but be careful. It can smear transients. If it's stabby or you need more punch, try tones. You're listening for clarity and bite, not just it stays in time. Now record a two-bar improvisation. Two bars is perfect. Long enough for a statement, short enough to stay memorable. If you don't have a controller, draw it in. Think like drum and bass. Put hits in syncopated pockets. You can aim around offbeats and little pushes into snares, and keep it motivic. Repeat a rhythm, then change the ending. A hook is basically repetition with a signature twist. Once you've got something, quantize to 1/16, but don't hard robot it. Use 50 to 70% strength. Then manually nudge one or two notes a hair late. 10 to 20 milliseconds can turn a stiff phrase into a rolling pocket. This is one of those advanced but invisible tricks that separates sketches from records. Now make it hooky with pitch. You can do this two ways. 1. Use simpler's pitch envelope subtly, just enough for that stab thwack, like +3 to +12 semitones with a short decay. 2. Do call and response by pitching specific hits, up 7, down 5, up 12. Try to think in intervals relative to your home note, not random jumps. For the device chain on Hook Main, keep it mix ready from the start. EQ 8 first, high pass around 120 to 200 HC so you're not stepping on the sub and low bass. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 500. If it needs presence, a gentle boost around 2 to 5K. Then add saturator, analog clip. 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip-on. Then auto-filter, low-pass 24, and map cutoff to something you'll automate later. This layer should be the core lane, mid-focused and mostly central. Next, hook grit. This is the same phrase, but it's the teeth. Switch simpler to classic mode. Turn warp on, and go to texture warp. Grain size somewhere like 20 to 60 milliseconds. Add flux, maybe 10 to 40%. Just enough instability to feel alive. Now copy the exact same MIDI clip from Hook Main onto Hook Grit. Do not rewrite the phrase here. Your job is to preserve identity while changing rendering choices. This is how you get that modern DNB one idea. Many faces sound. Processing chain. If you have Roar in your Live 12 setup, use it. If not, Overdrive works. Start mild. You're shaping byte around 1 to 3K. Then add Redux, but don't obliterate it. Bit reduction around 6 to 10. Downsample 2 to 6, and keep the mix maybe 10 to 35%. You want rough edges, not a destroyed meme sound. Then EQ 8, high pass higher than the main, like 200 to 350 HC, because we want mid-range aggression, not low mid-mud. If you want it to talk, a wide boost around 1.5 to 2.5k can help. Then compress it lightly. Ratio around 3:1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, so transient still punch, release 60 to 120, 2 to 4 dB of reduction on peaks. Quick coaching note, if hook main and hook grit fight each other, don't just randomly carve both. Do complementary unmasking. For example, dip 1.5 to 2.5k on the main, and dip 3 to 5k on the grit. Decide which one owns speech versus bite. Make a decision, then mix gets easy. Third layer, hook perk. This is where you extract microtransients, ticks, fills, and punctuation that locks into the drums. Put simpler back in slice mode, transient slicing or manual if you want to place markers on the sharpest clicks. Set playback to trigger, so hits play fully even if the MIDI note is short. In simpler's filter, use a high pass. Often you'll end up anywhere from 600 HC up to even 2K, depending on the sample. You're basically building a custom percussive fingerprint out of the same source. Now write a one-bar pattern that repeats with tiny variations. Place a tick right before a snare, and maybe the question mark hit after a snare. Keep the velocities musical, ghosts around 30 to 60, accents 90 to 115. And here's an advanced trick. Map velocity to filter and maybe the touch of drive inside simpler, so velocity becomes timbre, automation, that makes the pattern feel performed, and when you resample later, it holds together. Then add drum bus, drive 3 to 10, transients plus 10 to plus 30. Usually keep boom off. We want tight punctuation, not extra low end. Now hook Atmo. This is your edge lane, the width and the breath. In simpler, classic mode, warp on. Complex can work for more tonal tails, texture can work if it's noisy. Give it a longer amp release, like 300 to 1200 milliseconds. And if you want a drone, enable looping with a very short loop, like 20 to 120 milliseconds, and adjust until it becomes a stable texture rather than a glitch. Then hybrid reverb, hall or plate, decay 3 to 8 seconds, predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the source stays defined. Roll off lows in the reverb, below maybe 250 to 400 HC. After that, auto filter, low pass 12, with a slow LFO rate like 1/4 or 1/2, subtle amount. Then utility, widen to 120 to 160%, and turn bass mono on around 150 HC. Now for the classic trick, put a gate after the reverb. Chop the wash into rhythm, and then sidechain that gate with a whole Atmo layer to your kick and snare. This makes the atmosphere breathe with the drums, and it stops it from blurring the groove. At this point, your hook should already feel like three lanes, core, tick, and edge. Mute any one lane and the hook should still read. That's a great self-check. Now glue it together. On the hook group, add EQ8 and high pass around 90 to 150 HC, depending on what your bass line will do. Then add a compressor with sidechain from your drum group, or a kick and snare bus. Ratio 2:1, fast attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 160. You're not slamming it, you're getting 1 to 3 dB of bounce. If you want a touch more cohesion, add glue compressor after that. Soft clip on, 1 to 2 dB reduction. Keep it classy. Now we arrange. You're building a 16-bar arc, because drum and bass is all about energy management across phrases. Bars 1 to 4, establish. Let hook main state the motif clearly. Keep hook grit lower in the mix or filtered down. Keep hook perk minimal. Keep hook atmo filtered and subtle. The listener should recognize the identity immediately. Bars 5 to 8, escalate. Open the filter cutoff a bit. Add 1 or 2 extra hook perk hits per bar. Bring hook grit up 1 to 2 dB. And add a micro fill at bar 8. Resample a hook hit, reverse it, or throw a tiny reverb tail into the gap. You're not changing the song, you're adding pressure. Bars 9 to 12, variation and call response. Duplicate the MIDI clip and alter it. Remove the first hit so the drums get to speak. Pitch the last note up 7 or 12 semitones. Change the rhythm on beats 3 and 4 so it answers the first half. If you want controlled chaos, use beat repeat sparingly on hook perp or hook main. Interval 1 bar. Grid 1/8 or 1/16, chance 10 to 25%, and filter on so repeat stay light. And here's a nasty advanced variation, the shadow bar technique. On bar 8 and bar 16, duplicate the last bar, remove the first strong hit, nudge 2 or 3 notes late by 10 to 25 milliseconds, and pitch one hit down an octave. It creates that lean back moment that makes the next downbeat feel huge. Bars 13 to 16, peak and exit. Automate saturator drive up 1 to 2 dB in the last 4 bars. Increase reverb send on the final hit for a throw, then decide your ending, either a hard stop, a clean reverb tail, or a take stop style moment with something like frequency shift or automation. If you do that, keep it musical and quick. DNB crowds love drama, but they love impact more. Now the part that turns this into a real hook. Commit with resampling. Create an audio track called Hook Print. Set its input to resampling. Record the full 16 bars of your hook group. Now treat it like audio, because iconic DNB hooks are often memorable as audio events, not endlessly tweakable MIDI stacks. Chop the print. Reverse a tail into bar 1 as a pickup. Create half-bar stutters. Pitch down one single hit and use it as a shadow response. Another powerful move. Print a reverb-only hook rhythm. Send hook main to a return with hybrid reverb. Record only the return, and chop that wash into a rhythmic ghost layer. It will feel glued to the hook because it literally is the hook, just transformed. A couple of common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't let the hook and the bass line fight for the same mid-range. If your bass owns the mids, make your hook more percussive or brighter. Don't pick the wrong warp mode and smear your transients. Complex Pro can sound expensive, but it can also turn punch into soup. Don't use too many slices and lose the motif. And don't make bars 1 through 16 identical. The dance floor hears that immediately. If you want a darker or heavier without adding samples, try subtle frequency shifter in ring mode on the grit layer. Fine a 10 to 40 Hz, mix 5 to 15%. It adds that forbidden harmonic instability. And keep mono discipline. Keep hook main mostly centered. And let Atmo carry the width. Now a quick timed exercise to lock the skill in. 20 minutes. One sample. Create hook A, a two-bar phrase in hook main. Duplicate it to hook B. Change three note positions and pitch the last note up 7 semitones. Duplicate to hook C. Remove half the note so it's sparser, and add hook perk answer hits after snares. Then resample 8 bars and add one reverse pickup into bar 1. Your success criteria is simple. Each hook is recognizable. Each hook is clearly different, and it still reads when you turn the whole hook down by 10 dB in the mix. This audio version is shortened for playback.